Okay, I think that was the last box out of the truck. At least I hope it was. Let's just take a break for a few minutes, okay? I think there's a vending machine downstairs, and I can go get us something cold to drink. Just take, like, 5 on the couch. Cool? Hey, don't worry. There's plenty of daylight left. We'll get you all moved into your new place by the end of the day, of course. You know, it would have been nice if your other friends hadn't flaked on you, but it's fine. I still can't believe you let her just kick you out like that. You were paying rent on that place too, right? I guess this is probably supposed to be the part where I say something like, she was a bitch anyway, or I don't know what you ever saw in her, but honestly, I really thought she was the one for you. Oh, fuck, sorry. I didn't mean to bring her up again. I'm really sorry. I guess I'm just, like, a little mad because she had me fooled, too. And I know you're just crashing in my spare bedroom for a week or so, but I'm going to miss having you around. Well, yeah, I guess we're only a few blocks from each other now, but it was nice having someone around who... No, not that. I'll have you know I can open my own jars, thank you very much. I just mean it was nice having a friendly face around. Don't get me wrong. Living by myself is awesome, but, you know, sometimes it gets a little lonely. Whoa. Okay, look at you. You need to settle down in a big hurry. Your legs are shaking. You are carrying so much tension in your shoulders right now. What is the matter? Oh, fuck, you're right. This is going to be your first time living by yourself. Hey, it's fine. You're going to be just fine. Living by yourself has a lot of benefits. Like, you can get whatever pizza you want. And nobody gives a shit about what you wear. And everything in the fridge is yours. Okay. No? Okay, do me a favor. Close your eyes. No, I'm serious. Close your eyes for just a second. Okay. Take a deep breath. Count to 5. And exhale. And then let your shoulders down. Is that better? Now, can I ask you a personal question? How long has it been since you, well, you know, that long? Did she cut you off or something? You cut her off? Wait, why? She said that? Yeah, well, that ought to do it. Okay, and hear me out. How long has it been since you, you know, you came? Yes, I think it's an appropriate question. If you could just see how tense you looked. No, don't pull that on me. You were this tense before I asked that question. Now, honestly, how long has it been since you, took care of yourself? Oof, that is some discipline. I don't think I could go that long. Seriously, I have needs. I mean, I'm not saying that's the whole problem. I know you've got a lot on your mind. So how about I just go get those waters and you can give yourself a break, you know? Give yourself a break for a few minutes and you'll probably feel better. Yes, I mean it. It's not like there's anything to be embarrassed about. Think about it as like breaking in your new apartment. I actually think I've got some lotion in my purse or something. Don't look at me like that. You don't want to do it because what? Because I know what you were doing in here while I was out getting water. Look, as your friend, it is my job to look out for you. And I really think you got a lot of stress right now and you need to get some of it out. but I'm not forcing you or anything. I get it. It's been a while, and you're still getting over the breakup and all that. Well, would it be less awkward if I did it? No, don't take it the wrong way. It doesn't mean we're, like, together or anything. It'd just be one friend helping another. And it's not like I've never given a hand job before. So, yes? Okay. I'm just going to reach over and unzip you. Just say stop if you want me to. That's it. Just sit back. Okay? Is it good? Just relax, okay? I'm your friend, and I'm here to help. That's it. Deep breaths. Just let your shoulders drop and lean back. That's it. Oh, was that a smile? Oh, no. Come on. It's a good thing. Don't look embarrassed. It's supposed to feel good. Look. Hurry up and finish so we can get your stuff unpacked. No, sorry. I don't mean, like, force it or anything, but, you know, don't try and impress me by lasting too long or whatever. I just think you really need a good orgasm to get your head on straight. Then we can get that dinner you owe me for helping you move. Where? Oh, I saw this little bistro about a few blocks over there that looked pretty nice. Oh, you mean where should you come? You know, that is a good question. Okay. Tell me when you're about to go off and I will finish with you in my mouth. Yeah, I'm serious. I have no idea where your towels are and we just lugged this couch up two flights of stairs. You are definitely not nutting on it. Yeah, I know you're all sweaty, so am I. Look, do you want me to stop? Yeah, I didn't think so. Hey, this is just me helping you, okay? Do you want me to go faster, slower? Like that? Okay. Are you ready? Okay, putting my mouth on you at the count of three. Ready? Three. All better? Oh, what's that look for? It's really no big deal. Just nothing's different between us or anything. You just look like you needed it. And friends help each other out. And buy each other dinner. But, before you zip back up, maybe, how long do you think it would take you to get back up again? Look, it's just, I really hope you don't think this is asking too much, but I've just kind of, I really got turned on when doing that. And I haven't done anything with a guy in nearly 8 months. How long has it been since I? What's that got to do with it? Yeah, okay, I asked you. That's fair. It was last night when you were sleeping. I told you I have needs. Okay, shut up. Come on. You can say no. I promise I'll never ask you again, but maybe you could do something for me like I did for you. I'm just so fucking wound up right now. And look, it'd be just like a one-time thing, okay? I know you're still on the mend, and I like being single, but maybe could you please just fuck me? Like, fucking hard, too. Yeah, I know you just came. I can get you back up again. Just take your pants off and let me take care of the rest. Grab my hair, please. I know it's been a rough couple of weeks for you. So just get a little rough back, okay? Oh, fuck. I can feel you getting hard in my mouth. I fucking love that. Okay, help me get these clothes off, please. Just sit back down on the couch. Let me get on top and just... Oh! Shit. That's... No, no, it's good. It's good. It's just been so long. Oh. Oh, don't just sit there. Grab my hips and fuck me hard, please. Oh, fuck me. Oh. Oh, God. Fuck me, please. Remember what I said about not impressing me? Forget I said that. Don't you dare come yet. Please keep fucking. Oh, you got that? Oh, shit. Fuck you. Oh, put me down on the fucking floor. Just keep going, please. Holy fuck. Harder, harder. Don't you dare fucking stop. This is why you're my best friend. You know what you should do? You should bend me over those fucking boxes over there. I don't think we're getting match impact any. Put it back in. Put it back in. Fuck. Grab my hair and fuck me. Please. Please fuck me. You want to come at me? Yeah, you want to come at me? Please. I want it so fucking bad. Please. Please, I'm gonna come. I almost. I love you. Holy shit. I'll just. I'll stand up when my legs stop shaking. Oh, God damn, I needed that. 8 months is a long time without some real cock. Look, I hope I didn't scare you or anything. I like a good rough fucking. Hey, what are you staring at me like that for? I was that good, huh? Anyway, I've got tomorrow off work. I can crash here if you want and we can get those boxes and stuff unpacked tomorrow. Oh, let's figure out where your towels are because I think we could probably both use a shower before we go to any restaurant. Hey, come on, snap out of it. What's up? Did I do something wrong? What? I said, what? No, I... Look, it was probably just a heat-of-the-moment thing, okay? I mean, I do, but, you know, not like... No, I do. I really fucking do. I love you. So what do we do now?